Newcastle on the Hunters, 2NURFM 103.7. Amanda McCreed with you, and it's Caravan Corner time, and today we're talking about the accuracy of tare weights with Jeff Diath. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Amanda. How are you today?
Great, thank you. Lovely to have you. Can you walk us through what the tare weight actually represents and why it matters?
Well, the tare weight, I suppose we'll start off why it matters. It's the manufactured weight of your caravan. So it's the weight that it starts off with. And why it matters is it's the difference between the tare weight and the ATM or aggregate trailer mass that gives you your payload. So, you know, if you've got an ATM of 3,000 and a tare weight of 2,500, then you've got 500 kilos of payload. The problem with tare weights is that there's a lot of conjecture and a lot of misunderstanding on what it actually includes. And so what it includes is basically how it was manufactured. So if your caravan was manufactured in Melbourne and it came off the production line, that's the tare weight. And then when a caravan gets to the dealership at Heather Brace, for instance, where I am this morning, they may add things. They might give you a jack, or they might put a stone guard on it, or you might have requested an extra battery or solar panels. So that increases the weight of the caravan and comes out of your payload. It's not included in that tare weight.
So that can be a bit confusing for people buying a caravan.
Absolutely. And it's, look, you know, you only have to jump on a caravan, you know, group or a forum to see that. And you know, people think it includes water. It doesn't include water. It doesn't include gas. One of the other problems is that, you know, there's no definition of what a tare weight should include. And I've spoken to different dealerships where the gas bottles are included, and in others that the gas bottles aren't included. And when you think two gas bottles can weigh, you know, 17, 18 kilos empty, that's already 17 or 18 kilos that you've lost out of your payload. So a couple of weeks ago, I actually weighed two caravans, brand new, at a dealership in Heatherbrae, and the compliance plates came up exactly the same as my weight pads and tow ball weigher, to the kilo.
So that's good.
Absolutely, because I think, you know, in the past, you know, dealerships were a bit more dodgy about the compliance plate and the tare weight and what they put it and what they didn't include. But I think there's so much more focus on weights now, and it's in the media, it's on social media. There's people like ourselves, check weight, weighing people. I think dealerships are a little bit more honest than they used to be, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. So I think you can be pretty sure in the majority of cases that the tare weight is very close to what it is on the compliance plate. However, you still have to understand that it doesn't include things like gas, water, you know, anything else that the dealer gives you.
Okay. So does every caravan have to be at a certain weight, like tare weight, or does it depend on the caravan what the tare weight is?
Well, it very much depends on the caravan. Obviously, a 14-foot single axle trailer will be a lot lighter starting off than what a dual axle 20-foot caravan will be. So every caravan starts off at a different weight, but we're all subject to the limits that the manufacturer or the, you know, the engineers put on the weight that you can be, i.e. the ATM, aggregate trailer mass, the maximum weight the caravan can be. So if you start off with a caravan that's, you know, 3,100 kilos and it's got an ATM of 3.5, then you've only got 400 kilos of payload. Mm. And I suppose why I, you know, brought it up today is that I'm seeing a lot of people who are getting caravans that are just too heavy to start off with and don't have enough payload. Everybody focuses on the maximum weight, really should be focusing on what payload you get in the caravan. I've seen, you know, small single axle caravans with 700 kilos of payload, and then I've seen 3.5 ton caravans with 400. It's 400 kilos. You fill it with, fill the water tanks, fill the gas, you know, put a few items in it, and you're overloaded.
So,
and that's the big problem we see at check weight.
Well, when someone buys a new or used caravan, how can they protect themselves from tare-related surprises?
Well, buying a second-hand caravan, the tare weight will be different because the previous owner or owners would have added items. So if they've added a battery, a solar panel, or changed the mattress even, some mattresses can be, you know, 15, 20 kilos heavier than the one that comes with the dealership. So I always recommend, if you're buying a secondhand caravan, to get us to weigh it so that you can determine exactly what your payload is. With new caravans, look, our suggestion is that you weigh it prior to taking delivery of the caravan. Because if you take delivery of the caravan and then you find out that the tare weight is different, then you've just got an argument on your hands with the dealership, because technically it's now secondhand. So if you weigh it prior to taking delivery, then you, at least you know where your starting point is. We weigh a lot of caravans that, you know, people have had for 3 or 4 months, and then they tried to say, oh, well, it's too heavy. And so they want to have a fight with the manufacturer or the dealership, and that just becomes a problem. Yeah. Increasing your tare weight doesn't achieve anything. It just reduces what your illegal payload is.
Some good advice then. Thank you very much, Jeff. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Terrific. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
Have a great day, and hopefully the sun comes out today.
Thank you. Fingers crossed. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
That was Caravan Corner on 2NURFM 103.7.